Sports, a presentation of Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange. I almost said an old sponsor in there.
Becomes normal.
Going back in time.
Saying it over and over.
I know, right? You don't even think about it. So, James, Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good. Yeah.
You have a good weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
Nice.
Cooler.
This morning.
Yeah.
This morning I got up.
Finally.
Went outside. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, almost wore a jacket.
Yeah.
41.
What?
41.
Wow.
Earlier this morning. 30s up at Burgess Junction. So, yeah. But it's going to be a great week.
That almost seems early to me because it's still August.
Yeah. It's August 31st.
But.
Well, okay. I'm hanging on. James.
Yeah.
It's still August.
It's
all
still
day.
August. Yes. But 90s.
Okay.
82 today. 82 today. 80 tomorrow. And then 90s the rest of the way.
This is where we get the swings.
Labor Day. Yeah. Yeah. Big swings.
35
so through
to
Labor
90.
Day weekend, 90s. No rain.
Slight chance on Sunday.
Mm.
Otherwise, no rain. Slight chance tomorrow, too.
Of course, they didn't forecast yesterday, did they?
They did not forecast that. There was a
pretty good.
It was a good storm that moved through. It actually caused a 100-acre fire out in Claremont.
I thought you were going to say some pretty good moisture, but no.
Yeah, no. Out of the padlock yesterday afternoon, about 3:40.
It was lightning that did that?
A lightning fire.
I didn't see any lightning.
I didn't either.
According to Claremont Fire District, the fire was caused by lightning. Just over by 104 acres out there at the padlock. Hmm. So they got her knocked down yesterday.
Good.
Wind doesn't help much.
No. Jeez.
47-mile-an-hour wind gust at the airport.
Ah.
Yeah. Fun. On this date... 1805, British auctioneer Samuel Sotheby was born.
Sotheby's
Auctions. Yeah, 1805.
Fun website to pursue, to peruse, yeah. Because they always...
Is it all stuff you can only dream about?
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, they show off like what their upcoming auctions are, and they have the listings of what they're going to have in there.
Zoltar...
It's always really cool.
Right.
They have
Zoltar
art, they have collection stuff, they have, you know... Pottery, a bunch of different stuff.
Pottery?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, ancient.
Ancient pottery, yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
From
yeah,
like collections.
Yeah. Well, this isn't garage sale pottery stuff.
No.
This isn't the garage sale.
Maybe.
Garage sale section on Sotheby's.
Surprise maybe, box of pottery.
Maybe Fifth Avenue garage sale.
Yeah.
But not regular garage sale.
Probably not. 1889, A. Provost Idell was born. The father of modern day volleyball.
Oh.
Hmm. Cool.
He never gets any love. You know, you hear about all the other ones. Basketball,
yeah.
Football. A. Provost Idell.
Volleyball doesn't get enough love.
No, it
should get more love.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's
a
couple
good sport.
There's a couple places that do it like big time, but like colleges, like Nebraska has a huge volleyball program. Penn State, I think, has a huge volleyball program. And some countries are really big. A lot of, like, Asia-Pacific countries really are big in volleyball. But around here, not as much.
You watch that, and the force
hit
that ball is crazy.
I was golfing with a couple of friends on Saturday, Turner and Layla, and they both play volleyball.
Yeah.
And I asked them, I was like, do you guys get, like, bruises on your forearms? And they're like, no, it doesn't bruise. It just gets really red. And I was like, oh.
Oh, fun.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
What about diving?
I mean, you get burns probably, like gym burns, which I hate those. Those are the worst.
But I've watched some college volleyball,
mm-hmm.
men's and women's.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's crazy.
It is. Birthdays today. Van Morrison.
Mm.
Brown-Eyed Girl. 81. Singer-songwriter. Richard Gere.
Okay.
77. Debbie Gibson.
Oh.
56.
80s. Teen.
Yes.
Top 40.
Yeah. 1842, the U.S. Naval Observatory is is authorized by the Act of Congress on this date. 1881, the first U.S. tennis championships are played in Newport, Rhode Island. 1881.
Wow.
I know, going back. That's an old sport. 1886, the first major earthquake recorded in the eastern U.S., killing 110 people in Charleston, South Carolina.
Wow.
In 1886, first major earthquake. They're going, what's going on?
Yeah, didn't
first
even
recorded.
Know what one was, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't even probably have a name for it.
No. Well, I mean, maybe first recorded, so.
No, that's true.
They probably had felt some shakes before, but then they were like, yo, let's call
South
this something.
South Carolina, though?
Maybe not South Carolina, but he said East Coast, so.
Yeah.
1886, Crocker Woolworth National Bank is organized on this date. 1895, the very first professional football game is played.
Hmm.
Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
Of course.
Yeah. 1897, Thomas Edison patented the kinetoscope, the first movie projector.
So amazing.
Cool.
I remember watching this on TV, but I don't remember the name. It was his name was Dave Scott. He was an astronaut. He was the first person to drive that buggy
module
on the drive of the moon. Mm-hmm. How cool was that?
I think about that and I'm out.
Like, what if you get so far away and it dies and you're like,
how much air do I have?
I know.
Not a lot of resistance though.
I don't think they went very far.
Okay.
I don't think you went very far. What's in store for September tomorrow? Labor Day this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Beer Lovers Day this weekend, if you like beer.
Sure.
Football season starts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it this weekend or next weekend?
September
9th.
Yeah.
Next
NFL
week.
Season.
Yeah.
We have our pro football pick.
You're going to make your picks.
Next week.
You can sign
you
up.
You can still make them now and change them. You can sign up, get ready
you
to
can
go,
sign
look
up.
At all the prizes.
Get signed up. Go to our contest page, sharedmedia.com. And get signed up for another season of pro football. Pick 'em September 9th. First game. 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks is on September 11th, obviously.
Yeah. 25 years. Wow.
25 years.
Crazy.
Yes. Emmy Awards are on September 14th. Fall, September 22nd.
Yeah.
Before you know it.
It's already happened for me.
Fall?
Yeah.
Once you hit September.
I'm still the school calendar guy. So once the kids go back to school, I'm like, all right, it's fall now. Or football even. Football started last week. So it's fall now. That's how I follow it.
I always think it's strange the first day of winter is like December 20th.
I know.
Yeah.
Right?
And then the days start getting longer.
Winter's like...
Which is interesting.
I don't know. Winter's like the week after Thanksgiving for me.
Yeah.
That's how I always viewed it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Unless it's in October.
Eat outside day today. Yeah.
Sure.
It's going to be 80
nice enough. Yeah.
Perfect. Go on a picnic.
Picnic.
Yeah.
Go on a picnic. Get outside. Go somewhere today. Outside today.
It's a weird word.
What's that?
Picnic.
Picnic.
Why do they call it that?
It's a good question.
Picnic.
Great question. Why don't you just look it up?
I was
just
eyeing your phone.
It's a trail mix day. Nothing like a good trail.
I love trail mix.
I do too. You got to have a good, it's got to have certain things in it though.
Some peanuts, some walnuts. I like walnuts in mine. You know, pecans.
Oh.
A little bit something sweet.
I'm not having any
like
of your
maybe
trail
an M&M. Good, because I don't like sharing it.
I like
okay, what's yours?
I like the kind that have... pistachios. I like the
I like pistachios.
Caramel, white covered. I don't know what they're called. Something or other.
It comes from the 17th century French word pique-nique, spelled basically the same with a Q instead of a C and a K. It originally described a shared meal where each guest contributed their own food or money, much like a modern potluck.
All right,
there you go.
Eat outside day. Today.
Picnic.
Make it a picnic. So, trail mix, yeah. There's a certain kind that's got...
I never heard of your kind. With some caramel
really?
Thing and pistachios?
Yeah, you know, and the walnuts.
The rich guy.
Walnuts are really good for you.
I like walnuts.
But I don't like them.
You have the rich guy trail mix. You're rolling around pistachios. That's crazy.
I don't know if it's
and
the rich guy.
Yeah, world's wealthiest nut. World's most expensive nut, famously.
They are. Hey, if you're going to fly from New York to London, you should jump on the Boom Supersonic Overture. It's weeks away. First test flight. It'll go New York to London, 3.5 hours.
Wow. Is this like replacing the
Supersonic Concorde?
They stopped doing the Concorde pretty quickly, though. Because
there's just no room for error.
Well, and also, they were doing it over populated areas.
Yes.
So when the sonic boom happened,
it was
frightened the heck out of everybody.
Yeah, and damaging.
Yeah, that's probably why that one's only going New York to London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to be in Buffalo, New York this weekend, check it out. 2026 USA Chicken Wing Eating Championship. Joy Chestnut.
Ugh. Back at it.
Just chicken wing eating. Ugh.
Oh, no. It was this last weekend.
Oh.
He won.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
He consumed 244 wings in 12 minutes.
Is this like the wings are all greasy record. And have the skin on them? And
they probably don't have sauce, I would imagine.
Still all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I like wings, but not 244 in 12 minutes.
That's a lot.
New festival record. Jeez.
Of course.
I wonder if he has to go to the hospital after each of these.
I think I read somewhere that he works out like crazy right before. Works out? Yeah, before.
Like working out?
Yes. He goes nuts on like a cardio machine or something.
But to like work up the appetite. That's going to wreak havoc on his whole digestive system.
Totally. Hey, the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throwing Festival this coming weekend.
You know what that is, James.
You know what cow chips are. You learn something new every day on the morning show. James learned what a cow chip is. Two chips to each contestant. Chip thrown the farthest shall be the only one counted. If the chip breaks up in the throw, the piece that goes the farthest will be counted.
Well,
you get to mold them to your liking?
No, you just pick them up.
In Wisconsin.
You probably find the one you think is going to be the one.
Mm. Best one looks
so
like a ball.
You're walking around the field. Big parade. This is the one.
Big parade.
What a way to spend a weekend.
5K, 10K runs.
No, not this one. It's not all the way dry yet.
Not this crap.
It's not all. Yeah.
Oops, that one's got to wait a while.
Yeah. We need some warm weather on that one. Did you know British researchers who studied 18 mummies found ancient Egyptians used fat-based products as hairstyling gel?
Hair samples
collected from the mummies were examined under a microscope. Team found the hair to be treated with a substance made from plant and animal fatty acids. They said they were using hair gel.
That makes
sense. They probably used it for lotion.
Hey, nothing else going on.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, what were they doing?
They had their own influencers back in the day.
They were just doing math and messing around with fatty substances.
Yeah. Making wars.
Yeah.
Ever walk into another room and you stop dead in your tracks and wonder, why am I here?
No, that's never happened to me.
Yeah, no, I know. Yes. There's a German word for that, Kuchenamnesie, literally kitchen amnesia. The pseudo-medical term describes the all-too-familiar moment when you head into another room for something, only to have your mission vanish quickly.
So why did I go in here?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Scientists really have studied it. Crossing a doorway acts as an event boundary.
Interesting.
They said, making information tied to previous setting temporarily harder to retrieve. So you basically go to another room, you cross that door, and you go, different thought.
So that's why when we all joke around and go, hit reverse, and then remember
you go
it.
Back.
Yeah.
Go back
it
through the room.
It does seem to work.
Yes.
You think there's more doors or windows in the world?
Windows?
Thinking doors.
No, because think about how many windows are here compared to
but
doors.
But, I mean, we got a lot of doors,
well,
too.
Well, we do. You're right, yeah.
Every bathroom doesn't have a window.
I was thinking just exterior.
Okay. 44% of women agree that dancing should be part of a perfect date night.
Dancing? Okay. Sure.
Less than half.
True. Okay. And Jingle Bells was originally written to be not a Christmas song, a Thanksgiving song.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Wow.
Because now whenever I hear the Jingle Bells, it's synonymous with Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
It's in the background of a song.
With Mariah Carey, too.
Any of them.
Mariah Carey.
If I hear Jingle Bells, I'm like, oh, it's Christmas.
She makes a boatload of money on that.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
All right. Have a great day, Julie, James, and everyone out there. Last day of August, you're listening to Caroe Sheridan.